So your husband worked on the railway too?
No, he was in the distillery.
He worked in the distillery. Mm-hmm. Did your father-in-law live next door?
No, he lived here.
He lived this house?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're all staying in the same house?
No, well, when we got married, Alston and I got a house at the distillery. So we were in the distillery. Yes. Now, the distillery went into liquidation 1984. That was a very tragic time for us all. Mm-hmm. And it was doubly tragic for me because I had a 14-year-old nephew who took ill in June, and he had died that month that we got notification that the men were going to a 3-day week at the distillery. So it was quite a sad time. And then I think through that, that's why Alistair kind of thought the Freeburn sold the hotel to Trust House 40.
In 1984?
No, the beginning of 1985. And it closed down. So we had no hotel, mm-hmm. no pub, no nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's maybe, my husband decided then maybe to give a little try to the filling station, which was 3 pumps and just a wooden hut.
And had that been part of the Freeburn?
That had been part of the Freeburn. Mm. And because the Freeburn was closed, it was pretty hard for us to start up the business because we had no electricity. So we had to put in electricity ourselves, you know, into that little hut. And we worked that for a few months. From the hut, we worked the 3 pumps, which was quite hard. It was quite hard, it was very hard. We started that in October 1985.
The boys were grown up by now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It was hard going because what savings we had, because petrol was so expensive for anyone to buy, there's no way we would get it on credit. We had to buy our first load of fuel, you know, to sell then for the next load of fuel. So it was tough going.
Well,
I was getting up at 6 a.m. We had a doggie, and I used to walk the dog right round the circuit every morning before I went to the filling station. But Alistair made me go down at 7 and get it opened. And some nights we were there to 8, 9 o'clock in the summertime. Of course, summertime was cream, winter was skim milk. That's the way we looked at it. Mm-hmm. It was hard going. We had just that hut, and we used to keep a little heater going to keep us warm. We hadn't even toilets because the toilets was in the Freeburn buildings. And eventually, when Trust House 40 got workers in to work in the Freeburn itself, that was, we were told, was a listed building so that it couldn't come down. And so therefore they didn't use the hotel itself. They built onto the hotel for the little shed. But they were using the lower part of the hotel for storage and things like that.
And when was Little Chef built?
86. That opened in 1986.
That must have helped you with the petrol.
It helped a little with the petrol, yes. It made a difference because there was people coming in then to the Little Chef. Yes, it made a big difference as far as that went. But then again, we did have a little shop, but then we were restricted to what we could sell in it because of the restaurant. You know, it was quite hard. And then we had a local shop as well, which he didn't want to outdo the shop. It was very difficult.
So what did you sell? What did you sell?
Sweeties mostly, cigarettes eventually, cool drinks in a cooler, then venison. I don't know when we started the venison. Yes, Olive Stewart's venison pies was And we travelled miles. People just came for them and loved them. It was lovely.
And was she into Martin?
She was at the Glen, yes. Oh, Frank Stewart's wife. Mm-hmm.